This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us here on our toll-free lines. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. And that is where you can call in and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio. Very high-quality audio on Discord, and it's a free app, so why not get Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Nobody.
So, let's talk about socialism, Nobody. There's another disturbing poll that has come out recently, is being reported on over at the Washington Examiner. Brad Palumbo writing about a Axios poll, or at least Axios is, I'm sorry, YouGov, I guess, did this poll of young people and their opinions about so-called socialism. It says here they're turning towards socialism and to some extent even communism. At least that's what the results of the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation's latest annual poll suggest. So I'm guessing based on the name of the organization that commissioned the poll, the Victims of Communism, I suspect that the people paying for the poll probably aren't fans of communism. Mm-hmm. But apparently the people responding are, the survey was conducted by the reputable polling firm YouGov, and it surveyed a representative sample of 2,100 Americans. The results, they say, are downright disturbing. The new data show that 64% of Generation Z and 70% of millennials say they're likely to vote for a socialist. Meanwhile, just 20% of millennials think the Communist Manifesto better guarantees freedom and equality than the Declaration of Independence. 36% view communism favorably, strangely, and 15% think the world would be better off if the Soviet Union still existed. And 22% of millennials think, quote, society would be better if all private property was abolished, while 35% view Marxism favorably. So it's kind of strange that so many of them would vote for a socialist, but minorities of them actually seem to be really into communism.
So yeah, well, I mean, there's always been a minority of communists, and it's, you know, it's a seductive thing, especially mm-hmm. if you have less than average, then out of a point of view of greed, if you don't understand economics and you think production is going to stay the same, it's like, oh, well, if everybody gets the same thing, then I'll have average, and now I have
a lot less
than average, mm-hmm. so I'll have more. What they don't realize is that if you're not producing anything, having an equal share of nothing is, well, no, carry the one out, nothing.
Yeah, I mean, there was a little bit more than nothing in the Soviet Union, but not that much more. I mean, you did get bread lines, so there must have been some bread at some time.
Well, right? I mean, yeah, but the point is,
yeah,
it's an equal share of a smaller pie
right.
is worse than a below average share of a larger pie.
Well, and the reason why, you know, that you mention here is because people are, they're motivated by incentives. They respond to incentives. And in a marketplace, in even a semi-free marketplace, which, you know, we don't have a free market here in the United States. It's highly regulated and controlled by governments, which, you know, damages the amount of wealth that we can create. It dramatically harms it. But yet we have enough freedom, you know, compared to other places to where you can still create some wealth here in the U.S. But if you don't have that freedom to make choices for yourself, if you don't have the freedom to own property, the freedom to invest and create your own thing that you can either fail or succeed at, then, you know, if it's all owned by the state, if it's all owned by the
right.
communist government.
Well, that may not be how they define socialism and communism, because, you know, I identified as a Marxist.
When you were young.
Yeah, you know who got me off Marx?
No, who?
Marx. Read the Communist Manifesto.
So you were a Marxist before you'd read the manifesto.
I said I was, but I didn't know what a Marxist was, is the thing. And
you just knew there were some guys wearing berets who looked pretty cool, right?
It wasn't even that. Uh-huh. I mean, what I railed against then was the same thing that I rail against now. People are poorer than they should be. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more, I don't like that people are trapped in poverty. That sure. should not be the case. And all of the injustices that, or some of the injustices at least, that the socialists identify are not wrong. I mean, for people to be homeless in America as advanced as we are, that's insane. You know, what I didn't understand is that's a problem created by government. And I didn't, I didn't learn that later. There was a gap when I was just kind of not socialist, but I was, I would call myself libertarian progressive, which basically means I didn't understand economics, but my general bent was toward human freedom, but I saw the system of employment as authoritarian. Mm. Okay?
Some people see it that way. You can see, some young people I've seen online, for instance, will, like, on their dating profiles refer to themselves as a slave at, you know, some restaurant or whatever. And it's like, no, I don't think you know what slavery is.
Well, the thing is, they are at least part-time. They're paying taxes, right?
Well, yeah, that's not what they mean, though.
Well, it's not what they mean, but that's what I mean. There's a kernel of truth there. They are making a lot less than they should make. The ones who are, you know, staggering under student loan debt, they got screwed. You know, the thing is, the screwing that they got was enabled by government. Government was an essential part of that. Without
loans.
The government to say. The government did two things in the student loan debacle. The first thing is they wrote loans without bankruptcy protection, and every loan has bankruptcy protection. It's considered a basic human right to get a fresh start if you get too far in a hole, unless the creditor is the government. If it's the government and you get in too big of a hole, well, I guess you'll die. Because there's no, whatever you earn, they're going to take it from you.
I don't know if I agree with you that it's a basic human right.
I don't know that it is a basic human right.
That's a way to take advantage of the system.
But that's how it was regarded.
Yeah.
It was regarded, I mean, if you don't have a centralized monopoly system and you have, you know, a variety of local systems, then you don't need bankruptcy because, worst case, you just move on to another town. You know, only when you have a centralized totalitarian system that you can get into a situation where your life is untenable, but you're still alive and you're not just going to die. So what are you going to do? You're going to wander around and mope.
We may still have, even the absence of a state, we may still have identity that's, you know, attached to you. There are going to be people who want to know who you are when you're trying to open certain accounts and that kind of thing. You know, you could try to go and change your identity, and you then would start from zero. So maybe there would be effectively a way to do it. But some people are going to want to have their identity and you know, have good credit and things like that.
And it's not even so much a matter of, you know, without getting into the goods or bads of bankruptcy protection in general, the reason that they took bankruptcy protection off of student loans is because from the get, they knew that a lot of people weren't going to be able to pay because they knew they were going to write a lot of bad loans. Mm-hmm. And so that makes it very much like the housing crisis. You know, the difference is in that case, people were happy to write bad loans because the housing market was rising so fast that they'd foreclosed on that they would foreclose on something that was worth three times as much as they lent against it and win. So if you create an environment where people profit by doing bad things, they'll do bad things.
Sure. 855-450 free like freedom. We can continue more on communism and socialism. It's apparently pretty popular among young folks in the United States. Free Talk Live.
Divvy is crypto made easy. Anyone can use Divvy to securely and seamlessly spend, earn, store, or exchange digital money, the U.S. dollar, and euros. Divvy is fast. Transactions happen in seconds with fewer fees. While other altcoins are languishing, the Divvy price has risen substantially against BTC. Now's the time to make a switch to Divvy or make your start with cryptocurrency with Divvy. Visit DivvyProject.org. Divvy is crypto made easy. Plus one-click master notes. DivvyProject.org. Again, DivvyProject.org. Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists. Held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit Anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
And not to mention the shedding. I would vacuum the carpet three times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the show. You're invited to join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
We've been talking about socialism and a disturbing study by YouGov that surveyed 2,100 Americans, finding that a fairly large number of young people would be willing to vote for a socialist, or likely to vote for a socialist. 64% of Gen Z and 70% of millennials said that. We will tell you more about it on the way here. Plus, I do want to make sure that you know about local.bitcoin.com. It is a great place to go to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash. You can use dozens of payment methods. Some of those payment methods are higher risk than others, so if you're going to be selling, make sure you do your due diligence.
It's true.
And you learn the hard way.
Oh, many times.
But there is some money to be made there. You just got to be careful. If you're buying, you don't have as much risk if you're just a buyer, but make sure you buy from somebody who's got some selling under their belt. Make sure they got some transactions, they got some good reputation. That'll help you have a smooth transaction at local.bitcoin.com. And by the way, there's no ID requirements to sign up for the site or use the site. If you have ID and you want to show it, sorry, they can't take it from you. There's not even a spot on the site to show ID. It's a private trading platform that allows you to connect with buyers and sellers, and which is easy.
Which is not to say that a particular seller might not require
ID, but the site itself.
But the site does not. So there will almost certainly be some sellers who do not.
I'm one of the sellers that will require ID, yeah. But some sellers don't.
Yeah, Aria doesn't require ID, I don't think.
That's the last I heard. Yeah, you're right about that. So check it out at local.bitcoin.com, and we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. If you want to join us here, you can. We've been sharing details from this poll over at Axios, finding out that a fairly large number of young people are interested in voting for a socialist, saying they are, quote, likely to vote. 64% of Generation Z, 70% of millennials. One of the things I think I was trying to touch on in the last segment was the idea of incentives, because you were talking about how a lot of people who don't understand economics will look at socialism or communism and feel like they're going to get a good deal. They're going to get more wealth if you take from the rich and give to the poor, and they just don't understand that once the incentives change as far as, well, you no longer get to own things under socialism or communism. You no longer get to start your own business. You no longer get to decide, you know, your own path in life, basically. That's all done by central committee. It takes away any kind of incentive to truly exceed, because you don't actually get paid what you're worth. If you're better, if you're the best waitress at a restaurant or whatever, you don't get paid any more than the worst waitress at the restaurant. And that's true society-wide. So why bother exceeding? Why bother? Yeah.
And, of course, that's in a particular extreme form. Most of these kids would say, I'm not a socialist or a communist. I'm a democratic socialist.
And
okay.
I'm not sure I know what the difference is.
Well, I mean, the thing is, there's certainly a difference between Sweden or Denmark and Venezuela or the Soviet Union. There's a huge difference. You know, Sweden and Denmark are poorer than we are, but they're not that much poorer than we are. So it's not like they're starving to death like they are in Venezuela.
Well,
but the thing is, if you ask the Prime Minister of Sweden, it was actually Prime Minister of Denmark who said this. He said, we're not socialist.
Right.
Okay? And he didn't say, we're not socialist, we're democratic socialist. He said, we're not socialist, we're capitalist. So what a lot of these kids really want is capitalism with a large welfare state.
Mm.
Okay, which is a more reasonable desire, you know, because A, it's not as obvious that it wouldn't work. As a matter of fact, until you've really studied some economics, it's not obvious at all that it would make things worse. And, you know, nobody wants to see people starving on the street. And I don't say that self-referentially.
Right.
It's hard not.
No one.
I have to learn not to use that word inappropriately.
That's got to be one of the biggest challenges of being named nobody.
Oh,
it's accidentally referring to yourself when you didn't intend.
Well, it's that, and also every time somebody asks me my name, it's a conversation.
Yes.
It's like, what's your name? Nobody. Really? Well, yeah, actually. Yeah. I don't know if you noticed this,
but
my terms on
local Bitcoins.
On localbitcoins.com actually say, after I give my account information, it says, yes, my legal name is nobody.
Long story. It's not that long of a story, but you don't want to have to tell it every time you're doing business with somebody.
Yeah. Although, now that I think of it, really, I should be putting the elect nobody URL into my goodbye information. I mean, I mentioned the Church of the Invisible Hand but that's kind of backburnered while I'm being nobody.
That's a great point. Let's go to the phones here. We can talk more about socialism here in moments. Plus, I do have a story about Venezuela. You mentioned them earlier. And what's going on?
Those poor bastards. Yeah, I was talking to a beautiful girl down there on Facebook. And
let's get her out of there. Can we get her out of there?
Well, I don't think they'll let her go.
That's part of the problem. They are putting border patrol up in Venezuela to keep people in.
That's basically, I think, the difference between democratic socialism and socialism. Is democratic socialism, they have walls to keep people out, and socialism, they have walls to keep people in. And I'm not saying democratic socialism is a good idea, because I mean there's some ways, like healthcare, it would be an absolute
disaster. Just look at the VA.
It's not moving into the Soviet Union. And when the Republicans, for decades, every time, they said, well, let's do another social program, they'd say, oh, that's socialism. And so the people are saying they want socialism now are going on the stuff that the Republicans said was socialism that isn't really socialism. It's capitalism with a large welfare state.
Let's get Matthew. He's in North Carolina on the line here. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi. So I wanted to ask you guys about how to cope with bullying, because I suffer from Tourette's. It's not so serious.
Okay, before you go on, is this the kind of Tourette's where you're going to say curse words on the radio, or is it the kind of Tourette's where you kind of make noises that don't sound like curse words?
And if you dump a person who has Tourette's for swearing, have you violated the Americans with Disabilities Act? You might be between a law and another law.
Hold on, Matthew. I got to bring you back here. We'll find out what your answer is, because I couldn't. We're short on time, and I want to make sure you have a chance to explain this. Hopefully, without saying words you can't say on the radio, because if you say one of those words, we're going to have to hit the dump button, and I'll feel bad about it, but I'll have to do it.
I'll call legal and make sure that's okay.
I don't think we have a legal. I think we just have to CYA 855-453. That's our toll-free number. If you want to jump in, you can comment, whether it's you talking about Tourette's or whether it's communism, socialism, whatever you want to discuss, you can here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we got the Discord call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years, with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Good news for fire-stricken Californians.
We're definitely in a little bit of a transition where it looks like things are changing, things are calming down.
Ventura County Fire Steve Kaufman says the Maria fire's about 20% contained, so some evacuees are now going home.
The fire is still hot on the interior of the fire, the interior of the perimeter of the fire, so we haven't put our guard down, and the other thing is, still in a red flag fire warning.
The largest wildfire in the state, the Kincade Fire in Sonoma County, is now more than 70% contained. The president of the United Auto Workers Union is taking a paid leave of absence during an investigation of corruption. Gary Jones hasn't been charged, but federal agents searched his home in August in connection with the investigation. The FBI has been investigating fraud and misuse of funds in the UAW for more than 2 years. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. And you can bring up whatever you want. Live Saturday edition with you in the studio. Here it's Ian.
And Nobody from electnobody.com.
Indeed. And you can also go to anarchapulco.com where you can use promo code FTL to get 10% off your tickets to the upcoming Anarchapulco. I believe the 6th annual. It's been a great event that year after year has just gotten bigger and more exciting with more great speakers. You know, if you can attract Ron Paul to your event 3 years in a row, you've got a pretty good event.
Or a pretty good budget.
Well, I mean, if you've got a crap event, maybe Ron Paul wouldn't show up. I mean, I think he's going to want to be somewhere where, you know, he's got a big crowd. And and it's going to be a big crowd. I think there were close to 2,000 people there last year. And the venue itself can hold maybe around 3. So we're close to selling out this place. In fact, they've rented the entire hotel. Again, they did that for the first time last year. They couldn't do it before, but they had enough last year to where they could. So the entire – this is a resort. This is a beach resort. This isn't just your typical hotel. It's a very, very beautiful location in Acapulco. And so you're going to be right there in the thick of it with thousands of liberty-minded folks, great speakers. John McAfee's coming this year, Sherry Peel Jackson, Larkin Rose, of course, Jeff Berwick, Benny Wills. Luke Rudowski, I don't know if you heard about this, but Luke Rudowski and Jeff Berwick recently got some press for sneaking onto the Jeffrey Epstein Island.
Oh, yeah, I watched the video.
I was very jealous.
I was like, oh, man, I wish I'd been down there.
they've been getting press coverage for that. I saw a New York Post article all about it. So those guys are going to be there, too. You can meet them.
Yeah, that's going to blow up. There's a huge... there's been a meme storm like I have never seen over the last few days of memes that are just, they're regular memes, mm-hmm. but then they'll just randomly somewhere they'll put in, Epstein didn't kill himself.
Ooh, okay.
And that's been, that blew up so big that Trevor Noah actually asked Hillary Clinton when she was on his show, how did you kill?
Really?
But now, of course, he did that as a lead into a bit where he was ripping on conspiracy theorists. So it wasn't
so
like,
he
wasn't confronting her. He was assisting in the cover up. But the, but yeah, it's a huge deal and it's huge news. It's going to be huge news in Britain if and when they actually release some of this information that they've got. I think they say there are depending on the account, there are thousands or tens of thousands of names that are going to come out, a lot of whom are prominent people.
I bet.
And so
they'll all deny.
Well, yeah, of course they will. But the thing that happens is once one person comes forward, a lot of times other people can come forward. And if there are people who got victims from it's weird. I the reason I'm hesitating over the word victim is obviously
mm-hmm. A lot of these girls were not victims in my opinion.
Well, a lot of these girls were just
they
were just working. They were sex workers and they were doing
sex workers.
And they just have, but then there are other girls who were either, I mean, some of the young is like beyond the pale young mm-hmm. that they're talking about, and that to me says it's almost certainly non-consensual.
You think there was some sex slavery going on?
I think there was, the other thing is, some people react to rape by submission, and mm-hmm. so psychologically that can be very powerful, especially if the girl came from an abusive or sexually abusive family. So in a lot of these cases, I think their first interactions with Epstein were rape, but then they later...
they justified it somehow and came
back for more? They justified it in their minds because...
Like, oh, I got $300 for that rape, so I'll come back and do it again.
Well, it's not just that, but... If she's looking at him at a boyfriend figure or a father figure, and in their experience, violent relationships are the norm.
If daddy was abusive.
Exactly. If daddy was abusive to mommy or to them, then maybe they just latch on to a new sick relationship but don't recognize that it's sick. I mean, there's a whole science to how pimps manipulate women and especially young women, and it's devious, you know, even where it doesn't violate the NAP.
The non-aggression principle is what you mean there. But well, anyway, I just kind of brought that up as, you know, two of the guys who are going to be speaking at Anarchapulco, both Luke Rudowski and Jeff Berwick will be there February 13th through the 16th, so it's coming up in just a few months. So go get your tickets now. Start planning to attend, and you are going to have a good time. There's great speakers. We'll be discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships on the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. It's a beautiful place to go, and I recommend it. Anarchapulco.com. Use promo code FTL. Let's go to Jimmy. The gentleman who was on the line unfortunately dropped off. So let's just talk to Jimmy. He's in, is it Tennessee? Yep, you're in Chattanooga, listening to WGW.
Hi, boys.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah, I'm down here. We've got a big event going on from Illinois. There's several thousand people here brought their kayaks in. What a heck of an event. Anyway, it's gone all day. Still
what's the event?
What I'm thinking about is,
hello?
You know, everybody's of one persuasion or the other, so to speak, left or right, or, you know, Democrat, Republican, and there's so much division, but I'm thinking there shouldn't be, because you can Google it, last week government figures came out that 67%, they lay out all the writing in all the digits in the billions, 67% of federal spending is entitlement spending. Okay, and what I'm thinking is more that's socialism, that would be socialism, but more socialism on borrowed money. How can anybody not see that that puts us in jeopardy, the U.S. dollar, the treasuries that are out there? I guess it's so obvious that level of debt spending is just not going to be sustainable, and it's already gone to
beyond
the point.
Well, they sustained it through $23 trillion or whatever, $23 billion. What is it, trillion?
$23 trillion is the national debt. And the answer to your question is modern monetary theory, which is what they call the monetary theory that Bernie Sanders and AOC are pushing. And basically, the premise behind this is you can just keep printing money forever.
Also known as the Venezuelan monetary theory.
Exactly. so that's why they don't understand.
It's worked for them for many, many years, right? Like, you know, they can look over at Venezuela and say, well, they just printed too much too fast. We've got it under control here. See, we've got a limit to how much we print. See, it's going fine. What's the problem?
Yeah, and
they've managed to make it this long.
The problem is that you can hold the collapse in abeyance, but you can't prevent it.
Can't hold it forever.
Exactly. You can only postpone it.
Well, a newsletter from an investment fund, you would recognize if I mention it, they put out that if the dollar were to drop as much as 3% in value, it'd be a 50-50 likelihood of a run out of U.S. treasuries, that there's over 100 funds, hedge funds, mutual funds, holding between 100 and 200 billion in treasuries. And to quote them, they said in that scenario, in 3 days, the dollar would become inconsequential.
When you say 3%, do you mean like dropping one day 3%? Because I'm pretty sure it drops more than 3% in a year.
Well, you know, that depends. The inflation number cooked.
The way they depicted it, 2% and what's up with that, and then 3%, and what could transpire over 3%.
Well, I tell you what, thank you, Jimmy, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I suspect the inflation rate is much higher than 3%. Those are the government numbers.
Yeah, the calculations understate it systematically.
Big time, big time. We can continue. And this is Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Live Saturday show. You dial toll free. Join us on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We can talk more about socialism, young people in America, a little too friendly to those ideas. And we'll explain more about this this poll that was done, Axios reporting on a YouGov poll that was, I guess, hired the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation, hired YouGov to do the poll. We'll tell you more about it coming up here. It's Ian and Nobody in the studio tonight. And I do want to say thank you to Chris Hickman, who is a Free Talk Live gold amplifier. That means Chris is contributing $10 a month. We asked for $5. He's doing $10. So thank you for that, Chris. To the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It helps us get on more radio stations. If you like the fact that we're actually on broadcast radio, we have over 200 stations that are airing the show at some various different times across the week. And that means there are, I don't know, however many hundred of thousands, you know, listeners perhaps over a week that hear the ideas of freedom, maybe many for the first time, because they're just, you know, tuning into the radio and they're getting in their car at the airport or something like that, coming in for the first time ever. So if you like the fact that we're able to reach those folks, then please get on over to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with Bitcoin, BTC. You can use credit card. You can use PayPal. Whatever way works best for you. And you get some cool perks like Chris Hickman did. Again, he's supporting us for $10 a month. So thank you, Chris. Over at amp.freetalklive.com. We've actually got Matthew back on the line here. He called earlier tonight and was telling us that he has Tourette's. And the question I asked, I didn't get a clear answer because we just talked a little bit about Tourette's while before you were able to answer the question, was, are you the kind of Tourette's who says curse words without intending to? Because if so, this may not go very well for you calling on broadcast radio. I'm asking him, not you, nobody. Sorry, go ahead, Matthew.
My Tourette's is like, I say words, but not curse words. It's just like whatever my brain thinks of. It's like never curse words.
Okay, good. Then we're going to be fine. Go right ahead. What were you calling?
FCC approved Tourette.
Yes. What would what was your call about tonight? Go ahead.
It was how to cope with them because of the bullying and stuff.
Because of bullying. How old are you?
I'm 14.
Okay, so you're in high school. You're beginning in high school, right? You're like a freshman this year?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that has got to be tough. You know, going into high school with Tourette's, it's inevitable because just people in school in general are just mean to one another. And if they have an excuse to be mean, then they're even more likely to be mean.
Yeah, I would say that's true. I mean, my solution, because I was a weird kid. I was a geek. I was not well liked in school. And one of the things that I did is I studied martial arts. And you know, if you're, you know, there's something to be said for peace through superior firepower.
Absolutely.
You know,
meaning that if somebody messes with you and you know how to defend yourself, you put that person down. The word's going to get around. If they didn't see it happen, word's going to get around that you are not somebody to be messed with. And I bet you that would clear up right there. That's not a bad idea, nobody.
And of course, responding to words that way would be wrong. But you know, frequently, you know, if this sort of thing escalates to violence, then the right answer to violence is always to be able to defend yourself as best you can.
Yeah, that's, well, plus, just doing martial arts is going to increase your confidence level, I think, in general, and that can be a major factor in how you're approached by people or what they say to you or how they treat you. If you're carrying yourself, you know, you're walking, standing straight up, you're not slumped over, you know, you're making eye contact with people, you're not afraid of the other person, and if you have the martial arts training, you're less likely to be afraid, at the very least, when these people, you know, would come around and do whatever intimidation tactics that they would do. So just having that extra confidence boost, even if they never touch you and you never actually have to use the physical self-defense methods against them, just being able to be confident, I think, will also reduce the amount of general screwing that they will try to do to you.
See, but the thing is that, like, I get it when they laugh because I laugh at it too, because it's, like, funny.
It is funny. Like, I mean, I will say this.
And the other thing is, I would say try to learn to, it is good to be able to laugh at yourself, you know.
Don't take it too seriously.
Yeah, in that, you know, this is who you are, and this is something that I don't think it's curable, so you're going to be able to live with it, but it doesn't mean you're a bad person. No, it doesn't mean you're less than other people. It means you've got something unusual going on. But, you know, everybody I know is crazy. Just, you know,
I've seen video.
Guano loco.
There's a girl that streams on Twitch who has Tourette's. And it's almost like an endearing thing about her. She's like, you know, she's kind of cute, and she also has Tourette's, so she seems like it seems to also affect her in that she says things maybe that other people wouldn't, meaning that she's more likely to maybe speak her mind. I don't know if that's something that can happen with that, but like,
well, it goes with some of the things on the autism spectrum, and you know, these are just arbitrary labels that we put on things that are all sliding scales, and we try and make them digital. So it's if she's She's very unusual in that respect. It's probably related to something that's going on, I'd say.
Yeah. Anyway, I was just saying it's kind of cute that she has Tourette's. So, you know, it's not necessarily the worst thing in the world. There are a whole lot of things that could be a lot more damaging to somebody's life. You know, as far as if you got Tourette's, you're better off than a whole lot of other people out there that are crippled in much more significant ways. So try to stay positive. You know, think positive things. And I think that idea of self-defense is a killer idea. When you're young, there's no better time to get into that, right? Because you've got plenty of time. You know, if you're busy, if you're in your 30s and you decide you want to go to martial arts classes, then you got to carve out time, and it's annoying. You got to go places.
Well, not just that, but your body doesn't adapt. I mean, I wrestled in high school. That was like my first martial art and studied judo. But the... and my body learned that much quicker than it did when I studied Salat when I was like 30 and working as a computer programmer.
Right. So, yeah, not only are you going to be able to learn faster because you're younger, your body's going to be able to heal faster, any kind of injuries that you might sustain, there's just no better time to do it. So, Matthew, thanks for the call tonight. I really appreciate you considering us as a place to go ask a question like that. So, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. So, 855-450-FREE, that's our toll-free number. At the beginning of this the show tonight, I brought up this poll about young people in the United States and their views on communism. The Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation is the organization that I guess they hired the polling firm. In this case, it was YouGov. Their director, Marion Smith, said, quote, "This historic amnesia, or historical rather, amnesia about the dangers of communism and socialism is on full display in this year's report. When we don't educate our youngest generations about the historical truth of 100 million victims murdered at the hands of communist regimes over the past century, we shouldn't be surprised at their willingness to embrace Marxist ideas," unquote. She says here she's spot on, particularly about one fact. It's conservatives, libertarians, and free market advocates of all stripes who share the blame for this disturbing surge in support for socialism. They say, "We failed to make the case for capitalism to the next generation, while people such as Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez have made massive inroads peddling a falsely rosy socialist vision to Gen Z and millennials."
And the thing is, they've never even tried. I mean, you would think... Especially when I grew up, which was I was a Cold War boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I graduated high school before the Berlin Wall fell.
Mm.
So we were in the thick of it. But they didn't. Not only did they not require that I study economics so I could know how markets work, they didn't even offer the class in high school. Okay, that and this was in a college town, the town of University of Michigan. So they have a whole economics department, and those professors never got together and said, "Oh my God, you have to be teaching these kids economics," because how can you expect people to live in a capitalist system when they've literally never been taught how?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And of course, the other thing is, not only have they not been taught how, they've been taught exactly the wrong things to do. Because government taught them, well, what you need to do is you need to go to college, all of you. You know, that's crazy talk. It doesn't make sense for everybody to go to a four-year university.
We continue here in moments. I went to 2 years and it was a waste of time. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want. Hour number two is next. More on communism and socialism. We might check in with China and or Venezuela. I got stories about both coming up. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Do you have a qualified plan, an IRA, 401k, 403b, or some other type of investment account? Would you like to learn how the ultra-wealthy take their investment accounts and make them legally 100% tax-free? Have your money liquid and invest in literally anything you want to, completely tax-free with the blessing of the IRS. And no, it's not a Roth. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.